Give the mind a place to settle down and see if you can keep it there. The Buddha says our senses are like six animals tied to leashes. Now, if you just tie the leashes together without tying them to a post, then the animals will pull each other in different directions. He says there's a crocodile, and there's a bird, and there's a monkey, a hyena, a dog, a snake. And they all want to go in different directions. And if they're not tied to a post, then whichever one is strongest is going to pull the other one in that direction, other ones in that direction. And of course, it's going to be the crocodile. It's going to drag everybody else down into the water where they drown. But if you tie the leashes to a post and make sure the post is firm, then no matter how much they pull, they end up just lying there right around the post. In the same way, he says, you want to practice restraint of the senses, you've got to give the mind a good place to stay. This is not in the Buddha's analogy, but put food around the post, so they'll be happy to eat there. In other words, a good solid place to stay, a comfortable place to stay in the present moment. Then you'll be able to exercise some more restraint over your senses. Think about the things you only want to think about, rather than just whatever happens to pop into the mind. And when you look at things and listen to things, you listen with a purpose, a clear purpose. And that way the mind doesn't get dragged around. So when the time comes to sit down and meditate, okay, there you are. You're right here all along. The post here stands for mindfulness of the body. Be aware of the body as you're going through the day. You can be aware of the breath. Use the breath to give yourself a sense of comfort. Or you can think about the parts that you have in the body. If you start getting tempted to look at something beautiful over here or beautiful over there, well, look at what you've got inside. Everybody else has that inside themselves as well. That helps give you some restraint. Pulls you back from the kind of thinking and looking and listening that actually creates trouble for the mind. So give your mind a good post. And then you'll be able to keep it under control and you won't get dragged around.